I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your Soundcheck. The lineups for Austin's fall festivals are coming out fast and furious. In September, fans of Latin American and troubadour music will get Centro Americanto Fest. The two-day festival at the Doherty Arts Center features music and bands from all over Central America. Just announced highlights for this year include Honduras' Guillermo Anderson, Costa Rica's Rielango, and popular El Salvadorian band Frigue. The fifth annual festival kicks off September 27th. While the Dixie Chicks continue to occasionally play shows together, Marty McGuire has cast doubt on any future Dixie Chicks albums. McGuire tells industry publication Billboard that she and her sister, Emily Robeson, are completely focused on their band, the Courtyard Hounds. While there's no bad blood between any of them, McGuire says she and Robeson are eager to quash the perception that the Courtyard Hounds is only a side project until the Chicks get back together. The skirmish is escalating between popular music site Spotify and famed music producer Nigel Godrich. Over the weekend, Godrich and musical partner Tom York pulled their recent Atoms for Peace album, Amok, and York's solo album, The Eraser, from Spotify. According to Godrich, the move was made in protest of Spotify's business model, which he says leaves new artists empty-handed. On Monday, Spotify responded with a press release touting their billion-dollar-plus annual royalty payments and what the service calls its investment in new artists and musical discovery. The back and forth is playing out on the blogosphere. In the meantime, Radiohead albums are still streaming on Spotify. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt.